This episode of 2B Start Live is brought to you in part by Zone 40, the next generation of interactive wireless gaming from Tylenol. 11 sports games, 29 action games, and a lifetime of fun. We're talking third generation gaming, real-time action graphics, interactive plug-and-play, and act now, and they'll even slash the price in half. Pick it up at CVS or wherever good painkillers are sold. AC adapter not included. 2B! Well, hey, welcome to episode 107 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show.
What was that little bit you just did? I was confused.
Well, we're sponsored now.
What do you mean, sponsored?
Well, first of all, you're in charge of the money, so you're just playing dumb.
Oh, okay.
But
I did receive a large check. I just wasn't sure what it was from.
We've gotten popular enough that people are starting to take notice of
advertising opportunities. Yeah.
Yes. Very rich opportunities. And so.
Yeah, that was a great one. I highly recommend the Zone 40. I mean.
Oh, definitely.
It's a great game system that you should all buy.
Yes.
At your local CVS.
Yes.
Yes. I know we had to talk about it for at least a minute.
I don't want to go over that. That's true. Yeah, I think that's good. I think.
Okay, cool.
That check shouldn't bounce. Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, moving on.
It's Christmas, everyone.
It's Christmas Day, Christmas morning, and you're listening to our show on Christmas morning instead of spending time with your family.
If anyone is listening to this on Christmas morning, go to your family, get out of your room,
to
people.
Just to make sure, check the calendar right now. If it says 25 on it, you should probably not be listening here.
All right. Well, hey, let's start off with some comic talk. This week we had a Christmas Doom, which is part one of two of our Christmas spectacular, if you want to call it such a thing. I know you've been thinking about this idea for a while, since last year at least.
Yeah, it's been over a year for sure.
And we've always wanted to do something more than just Merry Christmas from Ray and Tim sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's kind of ironic because when we say Merry Christmas, like, it's like the worst gift we've ever given on a Wednesday, you know, because it's not really a comic. It's like, Merry Christmas, suckers.
Right. It's like giving someone a lotto ticket, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, thanks. I won nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for giving me nothing. I am still pretty reserved about how this comic went. I'm one of those people where...
Well, you're never happy? Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
Everyone
that's you.
Loved it.
I don't know about everyone.
And we're not even at the actual joke of the joke yet, you know?
True, yeah. It's just the setup time.
This is just a setup and people already enjoyed it. So, you know, there's a lot to be happy about, Ray.
I guess I wanted to do more with it. And I was disappointed I couldn't do more because of the time
you
restraints.
You had some specific time restrictions that weren't normally there.
Yeah. Right.
That's unfortunate that your proctology exam came up at just the right time, but
it happens.
It's unfortunate.
By the way, just to make things extra creepy, we have my friend Grady is in the room with me, just listening in on our discussion, and it's hard because I want to say things I can't normally say. I don't know. It's a little. He's staring at me. I don't know what to do.
Well, you want to have your normal, you know, outburst of cuss words that
right.
you typically edit out, right. but you can't edit
right.
it from
Normally
his brain.
Normally, I take it out. Now he'll be a witness to everybody.
Oh man,
yeah, it's not going to be good.
It's like Robin Williams. You ever see Robin Williams doing stand up?
I've seen some videos of it. Yeah,
yeah, it's not clean at all. But then he does some like kid movies like Jumanji, and you think, oh, what a cool guy. You
right,
know?
And I'm watching Ferngully, and he's doing the voice of Batty, and I'm like, oh, it's like Robin Williams back when he used to be clean or something. You know, his first animated voice. But I'm like, deep down inside, I'm sure he was doing stand up just the other night.
In between takes, I'm sure like he screwed up a line or something, and he's
right.
letting fly all these F bombs and stuff in a Ferngully voice.
Which, by the way, have you seen Avatar yet?
I have not. I'm seeing it tomorrow. Oh, I'm seeing it probably as people are listening to the podcast. So think of me watching the movie.
On Christmas Day? Is that
Christmas
what
Day, yes. Christmas morning.
I have to say, I was very impressed with it. It's quite a spectacular movie.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's based, I mean, it really is just Ferngully in 2009, but it's still great.
Well, and that's my hesitation is the environmental stuff. And
as much as I've watched Ferngully as a kid, I'm surprised it never grew up as a tree hugger. But what's nice is, I mean, they walk a very fine line, because essentially what they want you to do is hate yourself.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, hey, look, those humans, those evil, evil humans, right? It's hard, right? But, you know, it makes sense. Like, Hitler was a person, and I can hate him just fine, right? So they have to make you hate those people.
Yeah, but they do that Wall-E thing where it's like the whole race is...
Right, that
stupid.
Whole team of people. Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Okay.
I will have to hold... I don't want to spoil anything, but everyone dies and no. And Bruce Willis is a ghost.
Is it true? I heard that the substance that they want for Earth is called unobtainium. Is that true?
I think so.
Like, give me a freaking break. We need to think of something that's really unobtainable that the humans want to get from this planet. It's unobtainable.
Right.
So I got some hesitations, but I hear it is pretty spectacular, so I'm looking forward to it.
Are we doing... is our podcast about video games? I forget.
Back to comic. How did we get there from comic? You are...
Sorry.
My goodness. Anyway, you were disappointed with the comic, even though everyone loved it.
I'll say this much. I'm worried about next week, because am I going to do the same style with just...
You brought it on yourself, my friend.
I know.
A couple of the panels I think you mentioned were just not up to snuff for you, and
the second panel with the sleigh, that just looks bad.
Yeah, and the Santa playing on the TV brought back memories of Bad Company, you know?
Oh, really? The silhouette?
The silhouette, just only because it was silhouette, but, you know.
I love the silhouette because, I mean, in general about comics.
Right.
Because it looks so cool, like, oh, look at this cool style they're doing.
It's like, I'm too lazy to color.
It's really, exactly, it's like, I'm just going to draw an outline of this person and then color the background, like, a red or a black, and I'll be good. And then you read it and you're like, ooh, that's really cool and stylish, you know? And so it's like, if I were to actually go through the work of doing that whole panel and making it look right, like, people would be disappointed, like, oh, it didn't look that good. You know, it looked too normal, you know? Like,
right.
I hate that balance.
No, I'm happy with how it turned out overall, given the different time constraints
and
such.
We'll have to see. We won't even be able to talk about it next week because we will not have a show next week.
That's right. This is the last show of
2009. Can you believe that?
Oh, sad.
It's been a long ride, Tim.
So sad to see it go.
The whole show's over after this.
Yeah,
we're
going to
take that week
back.
Off and be like, we're done.
My contract on the podcast ends this year, so... You gotta find a way to get me to re-sign, I think.
We'll just do like a best of episode, you know? And just grab and just make it like half of one show and half of another and call it good. Like, well, those are two really good parts. We just wanted to combine it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, for every great comic comes great comments. And this week's suggestion box was no different.
I would say that this week's suggestion box had one exceptional comment.
Yeah, our one exceptional comment goes to Drybones, who said, ooh, the snow even changes direction.
I'm not sure that was what I was referring to, Ray.
I'm sorry.
Although I do like that people like the snow. I was worried that people would hate it.
Now, hey, is there any way to make that snow stick to that comic specifically? No pun intended.
So it's always there for that comic?
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool. I will look into that.
Because I think once you take away the snow, people will be like, this comic sucks. There's nothing good here. But it's the combination of all that stuff that I think makes it stand out.
And then I'll put the snow on the old Christmas ones we did in years past.
But
I'll make it like a blizzard, and it'll be like the cold.
So you can't see
like you're out in the cold sort of thing, you know? Because
the artwork is so bad back then, we don't want people to see it. Like just the blizzard, dandruff, extreme mountain, yeah.
All right, so the comment I was thinking of was CK Cheeseboy, who put together a poem that reflects the comic creation process, and...
Let's just get down to it.
All right.
Tim, reheat your cup of hot chocolate.
All right, well, I'm warming by the fake fire here.
The fire that's made of lights, you know? You ever seen one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like you'll be in a really expensive house, and they'll have, like, a fake fire. Yeah, it's like
really
no money in the world could buy a better light display than that, apparently. All right, have a seat by the fire, Tim. Nice
right.
and cozy. I will sit across from you, not on the same chair.
Good.
Hold on, let me sit down. Okay.
All right. 'Twas the night before the comic, and inside his house, Ray was still stirring, his hand on his mouse. The details were hidden in the background with care, in hopes that some readers would soon find them there.
as he was well, maybe no.
Are you no good at this or what?
Well, I mean, as he was working, I mean, that's me.
Okay, you'll just do you,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Try not to be too monotone and boring.
Hey.
See? That was so much more exciting than anything you just said.
All right, here we go. I'm trying to make it nice and, you know, cozy.
I'm sorry.
As he was working, he longed for his bed, while visions of NCGs danced in his head. And Tim in his beanie, with Sarah beside, had just settled down until Lily cried. When Ray, with an email, was happily greeted, he sprang to Safari to see who had tweeted. Away to his page, he saw as it loaded,
"We want the comic!"
An impatient fan goaded.
Thanks, Grady.
As Ray went back to work with a sigh.
Maybe a preview will be enough to satisfy. Just some vectors to quiet that jerk and then get back to my actual work.
With a little yawn and his blurry sight, he knew in his gut he would be up all night.
2 a.m.
As he drew with carpal tunnel-filled hands, he began to curse Tim over his list of demands.
Beep, beep. Oh, sorry.
That's me, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm cursing at you.
Draw Tingle, draw Zelda, Luigi and Sonic. Draw Kirby, draw Qbert, and Dr. Robotnik. Also throw in the whole roster from Brawl and 54 panels to fit them all. Trust me, Ray, this one's really funny. Now I'm off to swim in my pool full of money.
And I'm telling you, this is not out of character every week. I'm just saying, it's like you're literally listening to our phone conversations, which is a little creepy.
Oh, yes. So in Illustrator, Ray drew and drew, but so far was only at panel 22. He wanted to make it the best that he could, because after all, his comic used to be good. As he drew in more panels and fixed up his hair, through the door his roommate came with a stare.
Which is very frightening, might I add.
He was dressed in pajamas from his head to his feet, and he was rubbing his eyes, still half asleep. As he walked over, he mumbled to Ray. That's Grady's line again.
Yeah.
Haven't you been working on this all day?
Okay, you gotta be angry, though. You gotta be Dave. You've seen this guy. Dave Steele is frightening.
I gotta go.
you're standing up and holding weights in your hand to do this.
Can I go get some? He's got some.
The creatine? Yeah. Serve yourself.
Haven't you been working on this all day?
There you go.
Ray's eyes were closing, his eyesight diminished. But he replied,
"I must get this finished."
His roommate looked and just shook his head before turning around and going back to bed. Ray went back to the comic, though the going was slow, and his monitor encircled his head with its glow. He drew Zelda's face and Eggman, who's tubby, and made sure that everyone's elbows were nubby. He was in the home stretch, saving with every breath. To lose it all now would be worse than death. Time for the colors, with blue, green, and red. Soon Ray knew he would be off to bed. He spoke not a word as he finished everything and cleaned up the panels, saving it as a ping. After the many hours he had spent, at long last up on the website it went. He sprang to his feet, right out of his chair, and did a quick fist pump into the air. And I heard his mumble ere he turned off the light.
Happy comic to all. Hey, that's me. Hey. Get out of here.
Well, there's no quote.
Well, I don't care. It's... Happy comic to me.
No.
And how dare you? How dare you read my line? Anyway, happy comic to all, and to me, a good night. And then I flipped off Tim in my sleep and went to bed. Only to wake up to have Tim like, "Hey, why'd you take away the borders on the comic? What happened?"
And how come you save it as a ping? You always save it as a JPEG. And how come you didn't do the promo image and all that stuff? You usually do that before you go to bed.
You know, we were having a great...
What about the logo? Come on, Ray.
Come on, Ray. I've been asleep since 10. You clearly had tons of time to take care of all this stuff.
Oh, boy.
Well, thank you very much, CK Cheeseboy. That was quite the epic comment.
That was awesome. And
which will be hard to beat. Let's do a very special Ricka Ricka remix. With this segment, I mention a video game remix favorite of mine, who made it, and where you can grab it. This week, it's a fitting remix for the holidays called Super Mario Sleigh Ride by Dale North, Mustin, Nate Cloud, and the 1UPS. Let's listen to an extended sample. We'll be right back. Tim, have you ever heard that before?
Now it sounds kind of familiar, but no, I remember one that was something about like 8-bit Jesus or something. That's not from that, is it?
8-bit Jesus?
Yeah, isn't that like they take video game music and put it to Christmas songs?
Christmas stuff? Oh, okay. I wasn't aware.
I'll send you a link. I don't know how I remembered that, by the way.
Seriously. Well, why don't we help people rise from their wreaths? Does that make sense? Rise from, what's a Christmassy thing they could rise from?
Their mangers.
Rise from their mangers. Wow. Wow. All right. Our first manger riser goes to Joey Sonic Fan, who said, I guess it's time to rise from my manger.
Rise from your grave, manger.
Hey guys, I got into this podcast a couple weeks ago because Ray was on a podcast I like called the Spin Dash Podcast. GX Echidna said we should listen to 2B Star, and I did, and I was amazed your podcast is based around the term short and sweet. I enjoy the podcast and wait for more 2B Star goodness. Happy holidays. P.S. The comics are great. Keep them coming. They are funny and have great artwork. Well, thank you. And
thank you.
You should probably not take orders from GX in quite that way.
Yeah. No.
But listen to us, and don't stop listening to us.
Oh, our next grave riser is Sonicui. All right, I guess it's time to rise from my grave.
Rise from your manger.
What shall I say to draw the podcast out? Nah, I'm just kidding. Aside from the general, I've read all your comics, and I'm going through the backlog of podcasts.
What I'd like are you to say are you that... okay? Is that medicine all right?
I don't know. It's starting to kick in. I'd like to say that, Ray, you are... What? I'm not going to read this.
What?
What is... Oh, no. What about me? Come on now.
Why would I read it? It sounds self-indulgent.
Yeah, well, you are self-indulgent. Because you... I'm going to check the IP address. This was from you, isn't
it? Oh, come on. Give me a break.
All right. I can't imagine someone actually saying this about Ray, but assuming it's true, he says...
I'm going to take this out of context. So it sounds like you're saying it about me.
Yeah, see, I knew it. Oh, I'm going to have to say it really sarcastically so that you can't do that. I'd like to say that, Ray, you are my personal favorite artist and one of my heroes.
All right, now you're just being mean to Sonic Ui.
Okay, fine.
This nice 30-year-old man sent me this email.
Okay. I'd like to say that, Ray, you are my personal favorite artist and one of my heroes.
Well, thanks, Tim.
No. You create magnificent art, videos, music, etc. In fact, I have the Pixel Vision soundtrack on Media Player playing as I'm typing this. And I'm in the process of convincing my parents. If he's 30, I don't think he has to convince his parents. Come on, Ray.
It's a Christmas gift.
Convince my parents to get me Jessica and the Silver Eclipse for Christmas. Your work really inspires me, as I'm an artist too, and in the process of getting my own webcomic up. And it's really given me a wake-up call recently about how lackadaisical my art has become. I cannot wait to hear your CD you said might be coming out next year. And I'm always excited when Wednesday rolls around to see Tim's amazing script-writing abilities. Okay, I didn't say that. It says,
your connection was dropping out enough. I'm like, oh, I guess I just heard it wrong.
It says, keep up the great work. I'll keep on reading along with every other Ray and Tim fan out there. Oh, and Tim, you do good work too. Throw me a freaking bone, I guess.
Hey, he made the last comic funny. That's all I gotta say. Nothing in my art made it funny, so Tim is all to thank there.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray.
And finally, we had the Gremp, who has only been around for 15 hours, but thank you for being a new commenter. Much appreciated.
Yes. I guess he really truly is rising from his manger because he's only 15 hours old.
There you go. Absolutely.
I guess so. It works.
And now it's time to crucify that kid.
What? Are we really going there?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Now it's time for the Christmas spirit to go a little bah humbug with the dreaded Black Doom Lord. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the most atrocious character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Santa. I mean, Black Doom.
Black Santa. Wow.
That's edit there, Tim.
No, save that so I can make some racist commercial about you.
My Black Doom Lord I've kind of mentioned this before, but it's going to go to New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
What?
And this will be the last time I bring it up. I guess that game in general, because I know we've been over this a lot lately.
Lots of comics.
Anyone want to tell me why the final Bowser Castle is the lamest castle of pretty much any Mario game I've ever played?
Is it really? I'm nowhere near.
You haven't played it yet, have you?
No. Not even close.
Well, I'm going to pull up a video then. So first of all, look at the size of this castle, okay? It's ridiculous.
It's like the whole screen.
And you tell me if there's... Yeah, you can tell me if there's parts that look very difficult to you, by the way. Any parts that stick out is like, whoa, that's not right.
Well, I mean, it might be one thing if there was no propeller cap, but... Oh my gosh, those move so slowly.
I know, right?
I thought they'd, like, totally...
Just drop right out of it.
Those are like little elevators. Okay, so there's the halfway mark. Oh, unless it's not the halfway mark. Don't tell me that's
the checkpoint before the boss.
No.
I'm telling you right now. We are now at the final boss.
Are you serious?
Yes, that was the final castle in New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
That is Black Doom worthy.
Yes, right?
That's like, awful.
All my training has come up to this moment.
Wow.
Any other castle level, tower or castle before it, guarantee it's harder than that place.
Yeah, I mean, even in like World 2, they at least do stuff like where they trick you which way you should be going, up, middle, or down.
Right.
Or they have the ball. I hate those stupid balls, that spiky
balls. Balls that roll around. Yeah,
yeah,
right?
those are tough to deal
and
with.
And even then, they have like, if you want to get the star coin, it's even more ridiculous.
It's like they ran out of time.
This is what I believe. It got more ridiculous, but they were like, I think it's too hard. And then they're like, let's just cut out the second half
of the level or something.
Yeah. And like, we'll just make that door go right to Bowser is what we'll do. That's my guess.
Well, that's not memorable. I mean, you want the final Bowser castles to be memorable.
Yes. Super Mario World, very memorable.
Even Mario 1, it's memorable because there were so many different pipes you could go in, and you're like,
right.
Whoa, like I could end up totally... And it was difficult.
I want a fortress. I want Bowser's fortress.
Yeah.
And all I got was, like, some intern messed around with a level editor and called it good for the night, you know?
This is why I'm glad there are level editors. I want to see somebody make a worthy final Bowser's castle.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And we'll just
agree.
Pretend that that's the real thing.
Yeah, if they just swapped some of these levels around, I'd be a lot happier.
Yeah.
If they took some of the World 9 places and put them in the main map and took some of the main map special levels and put them in World 9. What, Grady?
Expectations.
God, Grady beat me at my own game.
Mm.
I
mm-hmm,
was expecting mm-hmm. more, and I shouldn't have.
That happens.
God dang you, Grady. All right, Tim, what's your Black Doom award?
Well, my Black Doom award's a little... risque, but
should I put my earmuffs on?
Yes. Here's the thing.
what's the thing? Tim?
Here's the thing, Ray. Okay, so there's the Dead or Alive franchise.
Oh no. Well, yes, but
hate,
oh no.
I hate
I'm
that.
Ups, I'm worried
I hate that
about
it is a franchise, but.
Well, I mean, as a fighting franchise, it's
okay.
Fun.
Yes, it started out as a fighting franchise with a feature that no fighting game had ever put in it, which was. Physics in areas of certain
we're way too PG
genders
on this.
That
listen, right.
don't need
yes.
to be that specifically accurate. Okay.
Right.
So, that
well,
being
if you
said,
want to be real, though, I mean, you know, you
yeah,
have
okay,
to put in the
right.
we're on the moon physics for their breasts, right? That would make it real.
They took the franchise in that direction because I guess that direction was the most popular part of the franchise, I would say, right?
Right.
And, you know, they've come out with different games. First, they did, like, the volleyball
Well, the
thing.
Game was getting embarrassed, because while you're playing the game was like, hey, my eyes are up here.
Well, people would always play, like, girl versus girl, and they're like, okay, don't hit me. We're just going to duck, and then we're going to, like, jump, and then we're going to duck and jump and duck and jump, okay?
And then it's like, oh, and then we're going to stand over this grate with air lifting out of it with the skirt on and jump. I want to see which color. Which, again...
And then that became the game.
Which, by the way, do you remember that old Black Doom award I had where someone wrote in to Namco, like, hey, the cheat code says I'm supposed to have, like, pink underwear, but I'm not getting that color, right? Do you remember that?
Yes,
oh my gosh.
I do. It's very sad to me. It's also very sad. But anyways, they did the beach volleyball one, right?
Right.
So they could kind of mask it as actually being a game. And then I think they came out with another one that was less of a game and more obvious what it was meant for.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have a new one called Dead or Alive Paradise for the PSP. Now it's not even really a game. Like, they say there's some mini games so that you can purchase smaller bikinis.
Right.
But, I mean, they don't even, when they announced the thing, they didn't even, like, bother to tell you what the mini games were. It's just like, oh, you can just push some buttons and, you know, whatever. It's Dead or Alive, okay? That's all you need to know. The reason, I mean, and this is especially sad for me because this is by Tecmo,
yeah,
the makers of my favorite game of all time, Bad News Baseball. And I just think to myself, like, they could be remaking Bad News Baseball right now, okay? They could actually
with,
do
with
good
the
in the world.
Well, maybe that's the mini game you play.
Oh, please tell me no. But do you see how sad that it's like Sonic? I mean, imagine they made Sonic 1 and then they never came back to that, and then they
and
started
all they did
making
was ruin the franchise from then on out. Yeah, I kind of have a feeling about that.
But at
I
least
still
you
think
get other Sonic games, my friend.
I still think if you hit a home run in the Bad News Baseball minigame of Dead or Alive Paradise, like the girls start flashing you out of excitement, you know? It's that thing.
Oh, it's really sad. Tecmo,
what
are you doing?
Well, hey, I'm going to one-up you on this a little bit, because did you hear that game's single player?
Yes, I did hear.
There is no multiplayer.
Yes, and that's, maybe that's a good thing.
I don't think so. I really don't. Well, no, all right.
Yes,
you know, I'm starting to have some visions that are not sugar plums.
Let's move on. Let's just say it's all a shame that game video games have come to this.
Right.
And Tecmo, just sell me the franchise and I'll do better with it. And the franchise I'm speaking of is Bad News Baseball.
Yeah, we'll add Doritos to it. It'll be good.
Well, you know, speaking of Doritos, I'm eating some right now. No.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Get you the crunching?
Very, is ruining, it like the winter edition?
Well, what I did was, because I know that you hate sound during the podcast, so I soaked them in water before I ate them.
What?
It tastes just as good.
Are you serious?
No.
Good. Good grief.
Can you imagine? Anyway, Doritos. Yeah, they have the finalists are up on for the, what is it called? Dorito Make a Crappy Game contest?
Yeah, how's Lace doing, by the way?
Lace, yeah, she didn't make it. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you still lost
for
the
shame.
Rights. You still lost the rights. But she didn't make
right.
it.
But she will show up as a playable character in Dead or Alive Paradise, by the
yeah.
way.
That's no. I'm getting it. Anyways, they have videos of like the finalists. There's like 8 finalists, and I'm like, oh, you know what? We talked about this. I'll watch what these games are, you know?
Yo, dude, it'd be so cool if like I had this truck and
well,
like
that's
it
what
drove.
That's what I thought. So I'm like,
okay,
that's gonna be pretty lame, right?
Right.
And this girl gets up there and she's like, just so you know, I think this would be so good for female gamers if my game
oh,
won,
no.
because women don't have much of a chance when it comes to. I'm like. And
oh
she went
gosh.
On like this for a couple minutes. I'm like, okay, I'm not listening to this because I was more interested in what your actual game was about. Because I'm not
right.
voting for you just because, oh, you're a chick. I mean, these are people, I mean, they're asking for votes here, right?
Right, right.
And she leads in with that.
All right. Well, finally, we'll be wrapping up the show with a Christmas tune from yours truly, Ray Hargraves.
Really?
This is actually an old tune from 2006, but still holds up pretty well, so I hope you guys can all enjoy it. I don't know if I played this last year or not, so I guess we'll find out. So you can enjoy my version of White Christmas. So that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, except for next week. We'll be taking the week off for the podcast. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Don't Bye. Listen to the podcast on Christmas.
Turn forget. This off. Go open your presents.
Bye.
It's time.
Tell us what you got. Yeah, tell us in the podcast notes, comments.
No.
What you got for Christmas.
No, I'll get out. I hate you.
What
I
did you get for Christmas?
Hey, tell me what you got for Christmas.
And well, here's another
I
one.
I might
Wait.
Even bring it up on the podcast. We might show it in a comic. Send us your video responses.
Send us your gifts.
Send us your game ideas for what the best Christmas game should be.
Top 10 list? Top 20 list.
Send us your Christmas poems. We'll send make it into a comic.
Send us your Christmas comics. Send us your non-Christmas comics.
Send us your Kwanzaa comics.
You should lead in the podcast with a thing like, are we going to talk about this? Could be. You'll have to listen to find out.
Yeah. No. Will we talk about Christmas this episode, or will we hate Christmas more than anyone else ever has?
Or will it
You'll
be
just
bah
have
humbug?
To keep listening. Or will it be a bah humbug Christmas?
Are we on the nice list or the naughty list? Find out. You should have a call-in from GameStop Mario.
And I'm here at the North Pole, and I'm telling you.
Yeah, all right.
That would be a good sponsor, though, you know? Have GameStop sponsor us with Mario.
No, what if our sponsor was Charles Martinet? Not like anything in particular, but just Charles Martinet. Go see his concert. He'll be performing such live songs as, yeah. All right.
Oh,
well,
boy.
Tim, you have a great night. And I
you
know,
too.
Give me that script tomorrow, would you?
I will do that, yes.
And I will try my best to get on that. It's going to be kind of a hectic Monday and Tuesday for me before
okay.
I leave.
When do you leave?
Wednesday morning.
Oh, plenty of time.
Tell you what, when you get the gift I sent you in the mail, just send that somewhere else. Just don't open it. Just push it out the window and call it good.
Okay, when you get that check I send you in the mail, just tear it up.
Which, by the way, I still can't believe I'm getting money for the site.
You are.
I finally am pulling money out of her
Four
account.
Figures, everybody. Four
yeah.
figures.
Mm, that's a little...
But I need your address.
2545,
Alvarado. Yeah, great, he's giving his address. Well, Tim,
right,
it's been
Ray.
Fun.
It has been fun, and have a Merry Christmas if I don't... physically talk to you before.
Yeah,
Christmas.
Wish Sarah a Merry Christmas for me too.
I will.
And Lily.
And Lily. Don't forget Lily.
That little devil.
Devil.
How's her two teeth doing?
Oh, you see, you know, I don't have to keep you updated, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'm creepy like that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's
doing
okay.
I'll try to stare through the window without a paper bag next time.
Yeah, seriously. Come on, man.